Well, silver just hit $71 an ounce, which tells you that we're not in Kansas anymore, Dorothy. Welcome to the special report. I'm Mike Adams here. This is not even actually about silver. This is about preparing yourself for the future. And given that it's the end of 2025, which, let me just say for the record, I am astonished and grateful that we made it this far. Okay, seriously. I did not think that we would get to this day without some major, major disruptions or collapses and so on. So I am grateful that my more doomsday predictions about the end of 2025 have not come to fruition yet, but I'm very concerned and also at the same time hopeful in other ways about what's going to happen next year. So 2026, I believe, is going to be a year of both collapse and radical abundance at the same time, and in different ways. And the year that you experience is going to be your choice. So for example, if you own gold and silver, you're going to have a year of radical abundance, you know, financial abundance. If you know how to use AI tools, you're going to have a year of radical abundance. If you don't know how to use AI, probably, my guess is it's going to be a much more difficult year for you in 2026. And so one of my bits of advice here for the coming year is learn how to use AI. And more than just prompting an AI chatbot, of course, we have an AI chatbot at brightu.ai, and it's great. You know, it answers your questions more honestly than any other engine out there, especially on topics that are controversial like vaccines, etc. But the next stage is learning to build things with AI. And if you've already done quite a bit of prompting, I'm sure all of you have done some level of prompting, maybe advanced prompting. Some of you are way more advanced than I am. Learn how to use vibe coding. And the best platform for that right now is Replit, R-E-P-L-I-T. If you just go to replit.com, you can start building things with it. And the easiest way to start is to ask it to build a PowerPoint presentation for some content that you have. Just do that, and you'll see how amazingly good it is at creating PowerPoint presentations. It can also create presentation videos, like launch videos. And then you can ask it to create a web page for you. You just describe what you want. You just talk to it, and then it creates what you want. You can also use Claude from Anthropic. Just go to claude.ai and you can ask it to create a Word document or a PowerPoint presentation. And these are just simple examples of the customized or personalized content creation capabilities that AI is now has reached. And the book creation engine that I've built, which is at brightlearn.ai, that's something else that you should use. I mean, it's super simple. You just take whatever content you have, a text document, you can paste together articles or your research notes or anything. Take that and paste it into the book prompt on the homepage at brightlearn.ai. That's all you have to do. Paste it in there and hit go. And it will create a book based on what you entered in there. You know, I recently interviewed Andy Schechtman and Michelle McCory about silver. And I told them during the interview that I'm going to take the transcript of this interview and I'm going to feed it into the BrightLearn AI book engine, and I'm going to generate a book. And that's exactly what I did. And I sent that book, the finished book, it was 9 chapters. I sent it back to Andy, said, well, what did you and Michelle think of the book? And he said, it's unbelievable. It's just like magic, you know? And that's the response I get from so many people, that this feels like magic, or it feels like living in the future. Well, the future's here. It's here now in terms of AI content creation. And in 2026, it's critical that whatever you do in your life, whether you are working in a corporation, or you're an entrepreneur, or you run a nonprofit, or you're on a board somewhere, or you volunteer, whatever you do, or you're a farmer, or a truck driver, or an ambulance driver, whatever you do, there's a role that AI can play in making your life easier, either saving you time on research or, for example, you know, creating documents, creating brochures, creating flyers, creating web pages, creating the things that you use to evangelize whatever your mission is. And it could be for a church. You know, if you work at a church or you run a church, you need to advocate for your church. You know, you've got things to communicate to your congregation. You can use AI to do that. And no, AI is not Satan. So it's okay to use it for church materials because it's just responding to your prompts. That's all it's doing. So I say that the single most important skill set that you can invest your own time in 2026 is learning to use AI, not just as a chatbot, but to create things. Now, at our book engine, brightlearn.ai, in 2026, we will be rolling out full-length audiobooks, multilingual translations of the books that you create. We'll have those books translated into Spanish and French initially. Those are the first two target languages. And then following that, we'll take a shot at Chinese and see how that goes. But I'm a little bit concerned about the double byte character encoding and just making sure all the Chinese characters are correct in that, which should be interesting since I don't read Chinese, but I speak a fair amount of Mandarin, but I don't read it. So I don't even know if it's correct because I haven't memorized all those words. You have to memorize them all. It's not an alphabetic language, you know, it's a pictograph language. So you literally have to sit down and memorize all those characters. So that's going to be interesting. But if you think about it, you'll be able to just create a prompt, put it in there. It will create a book, and then it'll create a Spanish book, and then it'll create a French book, and then it'll create a Chinese book. And then eventually, as you get enough reads for your books, it will create audiobooks, first in English and then ultimately in multiple languages. So by the summer of 2026, you're going to be able to go to our book website, books.brightlearn.ai. You'll be able to view and download at no cost things like all the books on home gardening in Spanish, or all the books that talk about, I don't know, money and finance in Chinese. You know, you'll be able to do that. And more importantly, it's dynamic. You'll be able to create the books that you want. And that's the way things are going to move here in the future. So 2026, well, I would say 25 is really the pivot year. And 26, it's the takeoff year of this kind of technology, where the world becomes much more personalized and also, in essence, decentralized in terms of the content that you are creating and consuming. So, for example, the whole business model of Netflix, well, I mean, let's start with Amazon Books. Although these days, books represent a very tiny percentage of Amazon's revenue. Most of the revenue comes from AWS, you know, hosting services, etc., with big clients like the CIA, you know. Yeah, Amazon's not really a book reseller any longer. They don't care about books nearly as much. But the whole model of buying fixed books is going to collapse to a very small subset of what it currently is. Even though there will always be a place for personality-driven books or books that are biographies, celebrity books, you know, celebrity chef type of books, there's always going to be a place for those. But basic instructional books, like teach me about physics, teach me about history, teach me about mathematics, teach me about how to live off-grid, teach me about how to build water collection tanks or whatever, and a million other topics. All those books are going to be automated. And the typical book industry, as it has existed before 2026, will be very strongly changed or disrupted, you could say, in many ways, because of the fact that people will simply create the books that they want. Well, that whole idea, that's going to spread to film, to movies. So the Netflix model, which is that Netflix has pre-created programs, that's also going bye-bye. Where this is headed, although it may take a couple of years for this to become fully mature, but where it's headed is you'll log into maybe still Netflix. And instead of pulling up a show that already exists that you want to watch, you will tell Netflix to create the show you want to watch, right? You'll say, oh, I want a show about cooking with, I don't know, edamame or whatever. I want a show, I want a reality TV show that's actually generated by AI, which is hilarious. I want a reality TV show like Cops, you know, Bad Boys, Bad Boys. I want to see Cops catching perps. Yeah. Well, it will render a show like that for you. And you can tell it what you want to see. You know, you can give it very specific details. And that's the way content is going to go from here forward. Same thing about movies. So Hollywood is largely obsolete as it currently stands. It's going to have to adapt to AI. Same thing with the music industry. We saw that Suno just did a deal with Warner Brothers that is some kind of a revenue share. All the details aren't yet clear, but Suno became the giant of AI music creation. And it's an amazing engine. It almost feels like magic using Suno, which I've used for a little bit over a year now. And in fact, our book engine has been called the Suno of books, which is a great compliment. But it's not affiliated with Suno, just to be clear. I'm not saying that Suno endorses our engine. But Suno is the music creation engine that clearly was making the music industry obsolete. And also royalty-free music libraries are obsolete. Nobody's buying royalty-free music libraries right now because you can just go, or almost nobody, because you can go to Suno, you can have it create whatever music you want. Oh, I need music that's suitable for a dramatic intro to a action sequence or whatever. Boom, you know, Suno creates it in 60 seconds and you're done. So that's why the music industry sued Suno, and then they came to an understanding about how they're going to coexist. And that's going to happen with Hollywood. That's going to happen, you know, with the TV show industry, etc. So AI is going to change the way that you learn. It's going to change the way that you are entertained. It's going to change the way that you create presentations. It's also changing the way that you conduct research. So here's another homework assignment for you in 2026. If you're not yet using something like Claude or Perplexity to conduct research on non-controversial topics, okay, just to be clear, because you can't use them for topics like vaccines or cancer cures or rigged elections or things like that, because they're just going to spit out, you know, the CIA, FDA approved nonsense. But if you want to research things that are not controversial like that, for example, if you want to research I was just looking the other day, I was doing a report on Samsung and its new silver carbon anode solid state battery technology. And I had read that Samsung had done a deal with a company that runs a mine in Mexico, a silver mine called La Parrilla. And the La Parrilla mine had been closed for some time, many years, I think. And so I was wondering, well, how many ounces of silver can this mine produce once it's reopened again with Samsung? And what percentage of the world's total silver production could be achieved by the La Parrilla mine? And how much silver does Samsung need to build solid-state batteries for EVs in the year 2030, let's say, as a projection? And, you know, how much of that silver is going to come out of that mine, etc.? And I type all that in to the prompt, and I let Claude do the research. Because Claude or Perplexity or other engines, they will use online search to find the answers for you and compile it and bring you back the numbers. And it can do the math too, of course, which is very useful. And so, yeah, I gave it some time and the research came back, and that mine is going to produce something like, at max, like 0.4% of the necessary global supply needed just by the industrial use of silver. So it's like, okay, this is less than 1%. I get it. But before AI, that kind of research would have taken you easily an afternoon, right? An afternoon or longer. Now it's like 2 minutes, and the results are typically better. And I would love to be able to have some kind of component like that added to our BrightYuda AI search engine. And I actually know how to add that. It's not difficult. It just hasn't been my priority. I know how to make it search enabled as a research engine. So maybe I'll do that next year. We'll see. As a AI coder myself, or AI developer, sorry, I'm not writing code, I'm vibe coding. As an AI developer, I have to prioritize my own projects. And so I'm working on BrightLearn primarily right now. But I will build a number of different improvements and features in 2026 and beyond, and I'll keep you posted about those. So to review, some of what I encourage you to do in 2026 is, number one, learn how to use AI engines like Replit to build things. You can create simple apps or complicated apps. You can create PowerPoint presentations. You can create research engines. You can do all kinds of things. And then secondly, use AI for research by giving a prompt to an engine like Claude or Perplexity. And I'm not recommending Google, even though Google has a very capable AI engine, you know, Gemini, but Google is heavily engaged in censorship, which is a little bit ironic because Google's complaining about EU censorship. Google's saying that the EU laws are aggressive censorship and it's stifling innovation. Yeah, look in the mirror, you morons. I mean, Google censored me and everybody else for the last decade, talking about nutrition and natural health and cancer prevention and the truth about vaccine dangers and the COVID plandemic hoax and everything else. Google censored all that, and they still do. So you can't trust Google as an AI engine because it's a censorship engine. It's a disinformation engine. And it's hard to trust even, you know, Perplexity is also very mainstream, and so is Anthropic to a large extent. That's why you have to use alternative AI engines like Brighteon.ai, which is our engines, or BrightU.ai, or VaccineForensics.com, etc. If you want to do vaccine research. And what I'm doing is adding millions of new additional documents to our own search index that is used by our AI engines to conduct searches to find references, citations, and context layers for the AI answers. And so, in fact, I was just running a count. As of this morning, we have finished classifying 8.5 million science papers. And that has taken a lot of time. More time than I wish, because it all has to be done via GPUs. You know, AI inference running on GPUs. So even though I'm running 48 workstations, I'm running a lot of data pipeline tasks. And anyway, 8.5 million science papers is what we have right now. Those still have to be normalized, though. So that's going to take a couple of months. And I'm only 10% through the science papers that I have. So I've got over 100 million, well, less than 10%, right? I got over 100 million science documents to process, but I'm going to stop this. Well, I'm going to put a divider at 10 million documents, and I'm going to load 10 million documents into the system. That's going to happen in the next couple of months. And then you'll be able to use all of our AI engines to conduct searches on more science type of content and papers. Oh, and I should tell you, I'm going to give preference to papers about nutrition and certain science topics like quantum computing and things like that, and AI related science papers, certain areas, advanced materials, things like that, so that those go into the system first. But you'll be able to run queries as we add more documents. These queries will become smarter and smarter. I mean, the answers will. And ultimately, probably a year from now, maybe I'll have, I don't want to make any promises, but tens of millions of science papers indexed into our system with references and citations directly from those papers. So we shall see. I need more GPUs. I need more electricity. I need more power on the AI side to make this happen more quickly. And hopefully that's coming. So anyway, thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. And you can follow all of my AI tools at brighteon.ai.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.